And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine Saturday has launched another missile against Russian targets in occupied Crimea. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claims several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korean media reported Saturday China's President Xi Jinping will seriously consider visiting South Korea as part of efforts to support peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, citing an official with knowledge of the meeting, reported it was Chinese President Xi who first raised the issue of a visit during talks with South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo Saturday in the eastern city of Hangzhou. Xi has not visited South Korea since 2014. Separately, Chinese Central Television reported Xi had told Han that China is willing to work to promote a strategic partnership between the two countries. The commitment to cooperation came ahead of scheduled trilateral talks in Seoul September 26th involving senior officials from China, Japan, and South Korea, intended to pave the way for the first summit between the three countries in 4 years. Xi told Han he would welcome such a summit at an opportune time. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Activists have held marches around France against racism and police brutality. The protests put authorities on edge at a time when French police are deployed en masse for a string of high-security events. Lingering anger over the killing by police of a 17-year-old in June was an impetus for Saturday's protests. They include a swath of groups with sweeping demands for social justice. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. More badly needed humanitarian aid was on its way to the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh via both Azerbaijan and Armenia. It was coming days after Baku reclaimed control of the province and began talks with representatives of its ethnic Armenian population on reintegrating the area. A ceasefire was announced in Nagorno-Karabakh on Wednesday, just a day after Azerbaijan launched heavy artillery fire against ethnic Armenian forces, toning down fears of a third full-scale war over the region. In ongoing efforts to understand and protect Kenya's dwindling giraffe population, wildlife veterinarians and rangers in Kenya's Masai Mara National Reserve are fitting 25 giraffes with GPS tracking units. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has more.
The initiative, launched in 2017 by the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, aims to monitor the spatial usage of diverse habitats by giraffes across Kenya. It will provide vital data to aid conservation strategies. Once widespread across 25 African nations, giraffe numbers have seen a drastic decline. In Kenya, the reticulated giraffe population has been reduced by 50 to 80% since the mid-1990s. The information provided through the tracking units will allow experts to understand how the animals are using their habitats and how to manage the areas they occupy to preserve the species.
Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet from an asteroid. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cupful of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a 7-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday during a push to restart efforts for Israeli-Palestinian peace as part of a potential U.S.-backed accord between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers with a package of legislation, triggering unprecedented weekly nationwide protests. Proponents say the judicial overhaul plans would restore balance to the branches of authority, but critics say it removes vital checks on government powers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.